Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly, we are going to be looking at the subject very sharply, channels of accessing the Word of God. Channels. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 23, Proverbs 4, 20 to 23, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Attend to my words. Our objective in this study is to understand the channels or avenues of insight from the Word of God. Understanding the avenues or the channels of insight from the Word of God. Starting from last Sunday into the midweek service, it was made very, very clear that the Word of God is profitable. He says he is the Lord our God that teacheth us to profit. The Word of God is profitable. It releases profit into the lives of the hearers. The Word of God is rewarding. He rewards those who settle with it. If I am to get the rewards from the Word and to get the profit of the Word, what are the channels? That are available, that connect me with the things that I can receive from the Word. Channels that will grant me light, insight, and revelation. I'm going to look at four of them this morning. Channel number one is the reading of the Word of God. Through the reading of the Word of God, the reading of the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34 and in verse 16. It says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Seek out, look for the book of the Lord, read it. No one of these shall fail. Nothing out of that word shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit, it has gathered them. My mouth commanded it. My spirit gathered the word. Seek it, read it. Maybe that was what Nehemiah did in Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse 8. Where the Bible said, so they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly. It was reading before the whole of the nation. And gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We are talking about just plainly reading. Or as it is today in this day of technology, listening to it via the message on, the Bible on tape or so on. What is the importance of reading the word? Number one, reading the word of God, reading the word facilitates a broad base of scriptural knowledge from where the Holy Ghost can quicken a verse or passage in times of need. Again, Reading the word of God facilitates a broad base of scriptural knowledge. That is, as you read the word, you are just reading through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. You are reading through. It facilitates a broad base of scriptural knowledge. From where the Holy Ghost is a complete statement, from where the Holy Ghost can quicken a verse or a passage in times of need. That is, the verses are available in your mind, in your spirit, whenever you need one of it, in situations that need the word, the Holy Ghost can pick one and give you. That was John chapter 14 verse 16, I believe, what Jesus meant when he said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you shall know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." In verse 26, "But the comforter with the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name," he said, "he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." That verse that is somewhere in your mind, whenever you need to remember it because you are facing a situation, the Holy Ghost will bring it up. Now, the important thing is to know that the Holy Spirit can only remind you of what you have. It is not possible to be reminded of a scripture that does not exist. It reminds you. It's a scripture, a broad base. That is number one. Number two, reading the word facilitates the irrigation of the spirit of man. It is an irrigation, a watering. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 talks about he might cleanse, sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. So the word of God is water. When you are reading the word, it's like you are watering your spirit. You are irrigating your spirit, man. It is an attack on spiritual dryness. The reading of the word waters you. Delivers you from the dryness of the spirit. Number three, reading the word continually, reading the word imparts continually the life and the spirit of God into man. It imparts. It's a continuous impartation of the life of God, a continuous impartation of the Spirit of God. Ezekiel chapter 2 and in verse 2. And he said, let's look at John 6:63. He said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." As you are in touch with that word, you are in touch with the Spirit of God. And you are in touch with the life of God. Somebody say a loud amen. So that is reading. The reading of the word is a channel through which you access the profit of the word. While you are reading the word, you are granting yourself a broad base of scriptural knowledge. The Holy Spirit will quicken something from there for you when it is needed. While you are reading the word, you are irrigating or watering your spirit against spiritual dryness. While you are reading the word, you are continually in touch with the spirit and the life of God. So the reading of the word, through the reading of the word, is one way in which we access. Number two is true searching and studying the word of God. True searching and studying the word of God. Studying and searching
John chapter 5 verse 39. John 5 39. He said, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. In them you access eternal life. And they are they, the scriptures are they which testify of me. Hallelujah. Searching the scriptures and studying the scripture is a major way to access light, a major way to access insight and revelation from the word. In reading, you are just going through. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And you are just reading like that. But in studying, you are not moving like that. In study, in searching and studying, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning. Okay? I saw somewhere else where it's talked about the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was His God. Alright? You are studying. You are searching. Now, what is the importance of studying and searching? Two things. Number one, what you find is limited to what you seek. What we find is limited to what we seek. What we find most times is limited to the extent of our search. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 all the way to verse 8. He talks about to say, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Luke chapter 15 verse 8 talked about a woman that had lost the piece of silver, lit a candle and searched the house until she found it. What you cannot search for, you are not permitted to find. So you get into the scripture with the mentality of a search. There is something you are looking for. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo went on a search on the keys and secrets of kingdom prosperity. He searched, he found. I've gone through the scripture for various searches. Secrets of divine preservation. Secrets of the anointing. You search, you find. What we find is limited to what we seek. What we find is limited to the extent of our search. Number two, study is key to discovery. And discovery brings deliverance. Study is key to discovery. And discovery brings deliverance. In John chapter 8 and in verse 2. John chapter 8 verse 32. Alright, we'll read verse 2. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple and all the people came unto him and he sat down and taught them. 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 36, and if the Son of Man had made you free, you are free indeed. Something you discover is key to your deliverance. And your discovery is a function of your searching, your studying and searching. This is target specific, subject specific. I am on a search to know what it means to be free from limitations of my father's house. I want to study on what it means to walk consistently in divine health. Study and a search. That is number two. How do we access the word and profit from the word?
Number three is true meditation on the word of God. Meditation. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You meditate therein day and night. Psalm 119 verse 97. 119 verse 97. He said, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. It is my meditation all the day. Beloved, meditation is a major channel through which we access revelation and insight from the word. Many people find it difficult to understand what meditation is. I will just say two things about meditation. First, meditation, especially on the word of God, is literally thinking on the word or thinking the word. Everybody thinks. There is one thing or the other on your thoughts per time. Either thinking of house rent or thinking of a situation around your life. Meditation is making sure that the word of God is your thought. Thinking the word or thinking on the word. Letting the word dwell on the thought. A passage, a verse. Also, secondly, in meditation is asking questions in the word, expecting and receiving answers. You are asking questions. They may not be audible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trusting you, Lord, for the secrets of speed in life. I think my life is too slow. What do I need to do to move faster? And so on. You're asking the questions. You're looking at the scripture. Write the vision. Make it plain that he may run. Okay, so I need to have a vision that I'll run with. And so on. You are thinking and asking questions. Now, what is the importance of meditation? First, meditation gives access to the life, power, and virtue of God that is located in the word. It gives man access to the life, the power, and the virtue of God that is located in the word. Ezekiel chapter 2. And in verse 2, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. We read just now, John chapter 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Listen. In Revelation, you are breaking down the scripture to chewable bits, absorbable bits. You are breaking the scripture down. It's more like a spiritual digestion process. So you can see meditation like spiritual digestion. Am I communicating? If you're a student of biology, or a student of chemistry or biochemistry, you know that if you break down carbohydrate, what is the lowest level you can get? Glucose. You can get fructose. What if you break down proteins, amino acids? What if you break down fat, lipids, in some cases lipoproteins? What if you break down the word? Divine virtue, divine life, divine power. So when you break down the word in meditation, power comes out. Life comes out. Virtue comes out. No wonder Ezekiel says, he stood me on my feet. As his life entered me from the world, I could not be grounded. When you meditate on the word, the power of God that is located in the word, the virtue located in the word, the energy located in the word is accessed by you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What is the importance of meditation? Secondly, meditation gives man access, gives us access to the mind, the thought, and the ways of God. When you think in the word, you access the mind of God. You access the thought of God. You access the ways of God. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 to 10, he said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be." So he's talking about thought and ways. He's talking about his word. Thought and ways. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate." So the law of the Lord gives the man access to the ways of the Lord. You have avoided the counsel of the ungodly, avoided the ways of the sinner. You are now on to the word of God, which is giving you superior ways. Somebody say a loud amen. I speak to someone here prophetically today, and I decree the power that is in the word that you are hearing right now, the virtue that is in the word you are hearing right now, is turning around situations in your life in the name of Jesus. You believe that, say loud amen. You believe that, say the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. How do we access the word of God? Finally, true listening to the teaching and preaching of the word. The teaching and the preaching of the word. Like we are doing right now. In Acts chapter 8 verse 30 to verse 31, Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except somebody should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And then so on and so forth. And Philip, beginning at the same scripture, expounded it to him. What is the aim of the preaching and the teaching of the word? First, what's the importance of it? First, the teaching and the preaching of the word guides the people of God into deeper understandings of the word. It's a guide. Teaching ministry, preaching ministry is a guide unto deeper understanding of the word. Understandest thou what thou readest? How can I, except someone guide me?
the teaching and the preaching of the word guides the people of God, or guide the people of God into deeper understanding of the word. What you couldn't have understood by yourself is made clear to you through the teaching and the preaching of the word. You didn't understand it. Acts chapter 8 verse 30 to 31 is made clear to you through the teaching and the preaching of the word. Bill Winston told me the other day, he said, what you just taught, he said, that is what to keep teaching. That is what we should be teaching in this season. So that the church and the body of Christ can step into dimensions of the supernatural and begin to see the kind of things we saw in scripture. Someone say a loud amen. So when you see people despise the ministry of the preacher, the teacher, the pastor, and they say, oh no, we don't need any pastor or teacher, they are just signing for error, signing for ignorance. Secondly, the preaching or the teaching and the preaching of the word gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to clear doubts, fears, anxiety, questions, until faith is established in the heart. The teaching and preaching of the word gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to clear doubts, fears. You came into church with a certain doubt. You came with a fear, anxiety, questions, until faith is established in the heart of the people. Romans 10:17. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so through those four channels, reading the word, searching and studying, meditation, through the teaching and the preaching, you have access. My counsel is, don't despise every profitable, every relevant channel of receiving from the Lord. Don't despise it. Don't say, I can study by myself. Don't say, I can read by myself, or I can search by myself. And don't just sit in church and say, oh, I heard the preaching, and so you don't open the Bible yourself. It's a balance. I'll talk about the Berean Christians maybe by Wednesday. When they heard in church, they went back home to search whether those things were so. They went back to research. That is how to do it. I prophesy today, everyone who came in here with any boggling question of your heart, I declare answers right now. Every anxiety, every fear, be cleared out right now. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Lift your hands and give him the praise. And give him the honor. And give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. And Father, we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Take a look at the clip from the American Conf Revival program. And then we shall proceed to the next level. There is a clip that has the Bill Winston's program and also the New York Revival. I'm waiting for you.
Mahashata kalabara hasada itesekeba. Jump up on your feet and scream, I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable.
to announce to you today, Jesus is stepping into your situation. Today is that day. In the mighty name of Jesus.
There is something about a climate that changes your life. Something about an atmosphere that changes your destiny. There are things that can be taught, but many things of the spirit can only be caught.
I came across the tongues of fire. So in the night when I slept, our daddy appeared to me. He wrote equations on the board in my room. But when I woke up, I could not remember the equations.
Pero no.
2 weeks after then, I was called by the United Nations Development Program. And I got called again to Ivory Coast. This time it was by a Canadian company called Aquanti. So when I went to Ivory Coast, they told me the event was only designed for professors and for doctors, and it was for French-speaking countries, but they had to call me because somebody recommended me. We started developing a model. At first, when I went there, it's really complex. It's a really complex model because it's one of the most complex hydrogeology models for water exploration and flood prediction. When we started running the machine there, I started remembering the equations that were
written. Fue escrito en la pared.
When I came back to Nigeria, I got called to go to the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Immediately I arrived in Geneva, they handed me this jacket. And this jacket contains the Lagrangian for standard model of particle physics. And immediately I remember this was one of the equations.
Y me acordé que esta es una de las ecuaciones que estaba escrita en la pared.
Hi, I'm Teresa, and I'm here with my son. The Lord gave me a vision laying hands on Dominic, and then I saw beside Dominic three dark figures just evaporate and turn to dust. Then the Lord told me that these were the three demons that I had seen turn to black dust. So I mentioned to Dominic during our lunch break today, and he told me when Pastor Paul and Neche came last night to him, he laid his hands on Dominic three times.
The fourth dimension are dimensions of the unstoppable. If he says, the one who is born of the spirit is like the wind, no one stops the wind. No one stops a hurricane. God is about, it's about to use your life to take some devils by surprise. Unstoppable. The system can't stop you. Ancestral causes can't stop you. Generational powers can't stop you. In 4D, I'm unstoppable. I am here to prophesy to the American church. You are unstoppable. I wish there is a real Christian here who will jump up on your feet,
jump on your feet
and scream, I'm unstoppable. What is the fourth dimension? There are dimensions of the unprecedented. We are busy trusting God for what has happened before. And God is eager to do what has not happened before. Lift up your hands. That woman, the white woman's son, has been in bondage for 20 years. Three devils went out of him. He was set free in that conference. That other man that came after, end-stage kidney disease, he had not urinated for 3 years. Dialysis. In that Friday morning, he urinated twice. He left the church to go and urinate and return back and then went again. Diverse manifestations. Father, give me my portion of what you did in America. Are you ready? Lift up your hands and speak after me and say, Father, I receive my portion of miracle. I receive
my portion
of testimony. I receive your visitation in the fourth dimension. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands everywhere you are and close your eyes and receive what God has in store for you. Let your hands out. I see God. I see God breaking ancestral curse, generational limitations. I see God breaking what has held you back, what has pulled your life back. Hey, those powers of hell that has made you to function less than what you are meant to function in, that has limited your potentials, limited your destiny, limited the purpose, that's help out there, limited the purpose of God for your life. I see the limitations of your father's house, the limitations of witchcraft manipulation, occultic manipulation, being broken right now. I see someone coming out of the cage, out of the prison. I see generational diseases being healed. Diabetes, hypertension, that kind of disease you see running in your family. Peptic ulcer disease, prostate disease, breast cancer. I curse you to your roots right now. I see embargo on finances lifted. Financial embargoes lifted. I see somebody stepping into your wealthy place. Your wealthy place. Get your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself and pray at the top of your voice and receive this deposit of fire. And beyond all of this, somebody's spiritual life is catching fire. You are shifting to the next level in your walk with God, the next level in your prayer life, in your study of the word. You are stepping to that place where the devil cannot harass you, cannot molest you, cannot frustrate you, cannot resist you. Lift your hands, smash that cocoa. Are you ready when I say the name of Jesus? You scream, I receive it now. In the name of Jesus,
Sapra de Costa,
Wave your hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship, supremacy, dominion, sovereignty. Blessed be your name.